Waking up your neighborhood with what's happening. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
You might be wondering why that music is playing and why you're not hearing Wally Lukashinsky's voice here on Hometown Today. And that's because Wally has a bunch of important stuff he's doing for the damn sports show today, as well as helping out with the Broad Fry. And so they've tapped me, Justin the Ninja Wilski, to fill in. And today I am filling in with Shannon Cooley from Beaver Dam Tourism. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing very well. Now, you came in with some interesting music, and we're going to explain why, and it goes along with your outfit, and we'll get to that in a minute. Before we do, though, I do have to give a little love to our show sponsor, and that's Professional Floor Covering, ProFloorFLR.com, or ProFLR.com. Check them out online. You can find a whole variety of floor coverings there. They help you with your countertops, help you with your bathroom remodel. They're going to help you with a lot of different things. They've got a room visualizer. Highly recommend you check that out. You can go to their website. You know, you put in your room. You can get an idea of what the carpet's going to look like. Is it going to match your walls? You can get a look at what, you know, the, you know, maybe LVP. Maybe you're thinking carpet, and then you decide to swap over to LVP. That's an option as well. We want to let you know that they also, like I said, work on bathrooms. We're talking showers and tubs. They can do surrounds. They can do new showers. They can do glass enclosures. Those conversions are really nice. Maybe you've got an old cast iron tub. You got an old bathroom that's kind of looking a little shabby, and you want to spruce it up, but you don't want to rip the whole thing out and remodel it. Those shower or tub-to-shower conversions are absolutely amazing and worth checking out. They've got all of that and more at Professional Floor Coverings. Go say hi to Randy and the guys, and they'll be more than happy to talk you through the whole process. They do free in-home estimates. And, of course, if Randy comes out with that measuring tape, trust me, he's going to get those numbers as accurate as possible. So stop in and see him, 713 Park Avenue here in Beaver Dam, or again, proflr.com. So, Shannon, I always love when you're on, and I love when I get the opportunity to visit with you and talk with you, because you always have so much going on in the city of Beaver Dam. And before we dive into it, I want to get you to weigh in on something. So yesterday, me and Wally were talking. I don't know if you tuned in or not, but there was a TikTok. And the TikTok was listing the 15 most boring cities in Wisconsin. The top three, Watertown, Beaver Dam, Waupun.
Oh.
We were outraged that they were in the top three, let alone even on the top 15. And we were incredibly outraged that somehow Beaver Dam came up as number two. I don't know who this person is. Obviously, they've never been here because we cannot find a single reason to say that Beaver Dam is boring.
Oh, it is not boring. Far from boring.
So much going on.
There's so much going on that I can't even keep up. And even the radio show for an hour could not talk about all the events and things that are happening in Beaver Dam. But I'm going to find that TikTok.
I might have to share it
and
with you.
You're going to have to share that with me. Just a little disappointing. But I can tell you the events that we have here, amazing events and organizers. But even today we have our corn roast, you know, our big corn roast event.
I'll
but you know,
yeah.
Nobody can say that casket races are boring and Fall Downtown Fest. And we have a huge Dodge County Fair that we just wrapped up and had a really great turnout. And I can't say enough for all those people that showed up. So lots of great events here in Beaver Dam. You can find those all at visitbeaverdam.com. Unfortunately, they have not found our website. And if they saw our calendar, they'd see that Beaver Dam's a happening place.
Absolutely. That's exactly what we said. We started listing some of the very same things. We're like, the Dodge County Fair is huge. We mentioned the corn roast, which we'll be talking about a little bit here, I think, today. And, of course, Fall Downtown Fest is so much fun. I'm actually taking vacation the week before, and Sherry approved my vacation and then put a little caveat on there going, but you are coming back for Fall Downtown Fest, right? I'm like, absolutely.
Right.
I will be there. I wouldn't miss that for anything. It's so much fun. And I'm sure that's one of the things we'll be talking about today.
Absolutely.
We got a little bit of time before we got to go into our first break. Did you want to kick us off with something?
Yeah. So just wanted to put this on everyone's radar that we are going to be rolling in on updating our visitor guide. So we have a visitor and community guide that comes out every year. And if you have an event that you want to add to the calendar, please email me or just visit the chamber. Or you can just go to our website, visitbeaverdam.com. And it's really simple. You can add that event to the calendar. calendar. We are looking for 2026 dates. So already, I feel like we just got done with the guide, but we're already rolling in on updating that guide. So feel free to add all of your events to our calendar. It is free. Also, there's ad space available in the community and visitor guide too, if you're interested. We do have a deadline for early bird pricing for that of October 15th to lock in 2025 rates. So you save 5%. So if you're interested in being in the visitor guide, just reach out to us at the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center.
There you go. I know we're in the guide.
You are in the guide.
And we love being in there. Where can people find this if they want to get their hands on the guide? Do they have to come to the tourism office?
Well, not necessarily. So the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center houses the guides, and there's also a yellow metal box that always has guides available when we're not open, so after hours. But you can go to the hotels. Beaver Dam Area Community Theater has some. Almost every big business has them. So you can get them at the DCCA, Dodge County Center for the Arts. All the hotels have them. I'm trying to think of, we've got, they're everywhere. But if you can't find one and you're looking for one, you can also call us, and we'd be happy to get one to you.
That is absolutely awesome. I know I've paged through the guide a few times myself, and I love talking with people who don't live in the area, but when they mention, oh, well, I come to Beaver Dam for this, and I'm like, I didn't even know that happened. And then I'm paging through the guide going, oh, yeah, that's right here. That is a thing we do.
It's a great resource.
There's so much happening around here that it's almost impossible to know everything. But that's your job. That's what you do for us.
Yes, that's what I do. That's my job. And I sometimes I don't know of all the things, and I find out afterwards. I'm like, I didn't even know about that event. So and we're going to be talking about a lot of those big events that are coming up here in August, September, and October, and leading into some of our holiday events, too.
So. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break here on Hometown Today. When we come back, we're going to welcome in another guest on the show, and we're going to dive into some of those great events that we've got going on. And we'll talk a little bit about maybe why you're in this very interesting outfit you're in today.
It's going to be a fun day.
All that and more when we come back on Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV. We are powered by Daily Dodge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. No, it's not Christmas, it's rummaging season. If you're hosting a rummage, garage, yard, or estate sale and want to get the word out, drop off a card with a date, time, and location in the mailbox in front of the WBEV studios at 100 Bill McCollum Way in Beaver Dam. Each Thursday morning at 8:35 a.m., we'll announce it on the WBEV Morning Show. Or look for the rummage sale post on WBEV Radio Facebook each week and leave your details in the comments.
So fine, shiny floors that truly shine, tiles and wood you'll adore, get it all at Professional Floor. Showers, blinds, counters too, everything just like brand new, they've got what you're looking for, only here at Professional Floor.
Okay, full disclosure, we still don't sing here, but since I've got the mic, let me drop some knowledge. At Professional Floor Covering, we've got the best brands and styles for every project. Whether you're looking for cabinets, blinds, flooring, or more, we're here to make your home look amazing. Check out our showroom to explore our wide range of luxury vinyl plank flooring. Need a bathroom makeover? We've got custom marble and ceramic showers and countertops to elevate your space. And if you're thinking kitchen upgrade, our cabinet and porcelain tile selection is top-notch. Take a look online at proflr.com and stop in to visit us at 713 Park Avenue. Time to hand the mic back.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
At Preferred Dental Partners, our core values are more than just something we put on our wall. They're something we live out. Core value number 5 is we are one. This core value is all about our team. We look out for each other, we help each other, and we care for one another. At Preferred Dental Partners, no one says, that's not my job. Instead, we roll up our sleeves and lend a helping hand. And when we are one, our patients benefit. When we work as one cohesive team, you will experience better patient care and maybe even enjoy your time at the dentist. If you are looking for a dental home where the team works together to give you a great patient experience, call Preferred Dental Partners today.
It's time to meet the crew at WRN.com. Bob Haig, Raymond Newpert, Ted Ehlin, Sean Maloney, and Bill Scott. Wisconsin Radio Network offers free deep dives with in-depth interviews covering today's topics. And let's not forget the Capitol coverage. WRN is there, making sure that you're aware of all that is happening in state-level politics. And the Titletown Report covers the Packers better than anyone, 24/7 and free at WRN.com. That's WRN.com.
With just an hour of time and a pint of blood, you help save up to 3 lives each time you donate to the American Red Cross blood drives. This is Ed Shellen of Columbus asking you to join us on Thursday, August 28th at the New Testament Baptist Church on Dewberg Road in Columbus from 11:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. So please mark your calendar. That's Thursday, August 28th from 11:30 to 4 at the New Testament Baptist Church in Columbus. Be a good neighbor. Give the gift of life.
The two best things in life are a great sleep from Slumberland Furniture and your favorite radio station. This is 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge, live from the Slumberland Furniture Studio.
Hey, this is Randy from Professional Floor Covering, welcoming you back to Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
And welcome back into Hometown Today. I'm Justin Njewilski. Hometown Today brought to you by Professional Floor Coverings and McKinstry's Home Furnishings here in Beaver Dam. We've got a lot to talk about. We're going to dive right into it. But first, I guess we should introduce our next guest. Normally, when we talk to you, it's about beer. And that may be a conversation we have a little bit later. But
beer.
Yeah, absolutely. Introduce yourself to the viewing and listening crowd.
I'm Sarah Faria. I am the manager of Uga Brewing Company here in Beaver Dam, and I also help out in the brew house, and I'm here to talk to you about a few events today, but I will let Shannon talk about the rest of the community events, especially one I believe happening today.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So Corn Roast, this is the 62nd year that the Corn Roast has been happening, and is happening today at Tower Lanes from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And you can still grab tickets, paper tickets, at the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center today during regular business hours. Or you can grab them online by visiting beaverdamchamber.com. You can also get them online while you're standing in line for the corn roast as well. Cash at the door. Tickets are $18 per person. 3 to 12 years is $5, and 3 and under are free. This is such a fun event. Poverty and Panic will be playing for us for live music.
That's awesome.
And this includes all you can eat, sweet corn, brats, soda, and beer. And it's just such a fun event. I think both of you have attended this event. I see both
sure.
of you every year. And so again, tonight, 5 to 7 p.m., Tower Lanes, all you can eat, sweet corn, brats, beer, and soda. Leading into that, we've got a couple of other events, and we're just going to talk about August events. Jam by the Dam is this weekend, the last one, always kind of like the end of summer.
Right.
And they're featuring Tangled Lines at Tahoe Park. This is a free event from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Chili John's will have hot dogs, Coney Islands, and Polis sausage. And someone needs to explain to me what Coney Islands are. I have no idea what that is. Does anyone know what Coney Islands are?
Is it different than a normal hot dog?
I don't know. Is it like a chili dog or?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
We're going to have to look that up here. We're going to Google that.
Chili on the phone. Find out.
So bring your coolers, your picnic baskets, and lawn chairs. Looks like great weather. Again, this is a free event, Jam by the Dam, featuring Tangled Lines at Tahoe Park this Friday, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The Beaver Dam Farmers Market, again, happening Saturday, 8 a.m. to noon. The Farmers Market does run through October. Dodge County Flea Market is also this Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m., so lots of great things going on at the Dodge County Fairgrounds. The Beaverland Muskies, they only got a couple shows left this Sunday, August 24th and August 31st at Tahoe Park at 6 p.m. And this is one of the most anticipated places for reopening for the season is Tom Dooley's Orchard. Their opening day is Thursday, August 28th at 8 a.m. They are located in Waupun. We love them. They have the best bakery treats. I don't know if you guys
really
have ever
do.
Hit them
oh,
out.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just about the apples. It's really about the bakery stuff.
I agree.
agree. But get your apples there. They open again Thursday, August 28th at 8 a.m. Tom Dooley's. We can roll right into September if we got a little bit of time.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
Four Glasses at the Beaver Dam Area Community Theater will be playing September 5th through the 14th. And I'm just going to read a little snippet about this because I had to. The picture of it has a whiskey, a tumbler
right.
of it. So I'm like, oh, what is this about? So from the witty mind of playwright Mark Shallow comes Four Glasses, a sharp comedy about the thin line between depression and hope. France, a 40-something bar fly with a messy life, searches for clarity through a mix of questionable advice, painful memories, and outrageous humor. Tackling serious issues with bold comedy, this production includes mature content and is not recommended for young audiences. After each show, stick around after a talk back with the director, an addiction counselor, and members of the cast. So what a great show. Again, Four Glasses, September 5th through the 14th. Get your tickets at bdact.org. And I can't say enough about our performing arts center and how the performances and shows that they bring, they're really great and affordable. So grab your tickets. They are fantastic. September, and we're going to roll into some September 13th events, but we'll talk about the big one with Sarah. Beaver Dam Pepper Festival, also a large event, Saturday, September 13th from 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. This is the 12th year of the Pepper Festival, celebrating the Beaver Dam Pepper. This is your foodie festival. If you want to grab foods that have the Beaver Dam Pepper incorporated with them, brats, pizza, barbecue, apple pepper pie, those are also sold by the slice or whole pies. That's a great Dodge County Center for the Arts fundraiser, and Potosi Beer will be featuring their pepper beer. They also have lots of great vendors, live music featuring Rural Route 3, some fun contests, the chili cook-off, the longest pepper, and they are bringing in a show called Dinosaur Dimensions. So you get to meet the dinosaurs, stage shows, and it's all about dinosaurs, so a really great family-friendly event. And of course, the Swingin' Beavers will be there too with their square dancing. So don't miss that Saturday, September 13th. That day has a lot of stuff going on, so make a day of it. The Pull Dodge County Series 2 featuring Midwest Tractor and Truck Pullers. I love truck and tractor pulls. Saturday, September 13th, 5 p.m. Gates open at 3. You can learn more at dodgecountyfairgrounds.com about that event. And then Waldvogel's Pumpkin Farm, Saturday 13th. That is their opening day. I'm super excited about fall rolling in. I'm kind of getting tired of summer weather here.
So
bring it on. This summer has not been the greatest, although I know some of you all love this hot and humid weather. That is not for me. So Waldvogel's Pumpkin Farm opening day, Saturday, September 13th at 10 a.m. And then they do list out their hours. They are closed on Mondays. So Friday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6, Tuesday through Thursday, 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. And Mike, the owner of Waldvogel's, will be on the show in September to talk about all the great events that they're offering this year at the farm.
That's awesome.
And they're always adding so much every year.
Every year, and they have this year. So that'll be a fun show to talk about all those new improvements. And of course, I'm just going to skip over to the other September 13th event and kind of lead into the Back to the 80s wine tour. All you Gen Xers, this is a great wine tour. Friday, September 19th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. 20 stops, 40 plus wines. Tickets are $35 right now. They do go up September 12th to 45. They also are offering mocktail tickets at $25 and designated driver tickets at $10. You get a souvenir wine glass, a neon wristband, one sample per location. You get to choose a sweet or dry. And you also get a raffle ticket to win some really great prizes that our participating businesses feature. So when you come in and you check in, there'll be all kinds of really great baskets. We also do a best dressed and raddest 80s outfit prize too. So that's super fun.
I'm going to have to work that night.
Yes.
That's going to be so fun to watch everybody come in.
And you get to dress up too.
And we get to be on the wine tour this year.
Right?
I'm so excited.
I know, because Uga's got wine now, which is really great. other things, how
I
much
I know that. I got to keep that in mind.
Am I? I know I'm usually like an auctioneer in here, so we're good.
3.5-4 minutes, so keep roll.
Excellent. Yeah. So, A Piece of My Mind portrait exhibit by John Noltner, happening Monday, September 15th through Saturday, September 20th at the Dodge County Center for the Arts. So, in conjunction with the week-long community-wide John Noltner residency presented by Beaver Dam AAUW, Noltner's A Piece of Mind portrait exhibit will be at the Dodge County Center for the Arts, September 15th through the 20th, and he will offer a tour of the exhibit and commentary on that Thursday. So Tuesday, September 16th, he will also be doing, we're pairing with him, the Beaver Dam Chamber and Visitor Center will be doing a breakfast network. You can find all of this information about this portrait exhibit at visitbeaverdam.com. Just go to community events and click on the event calendar, and you're going to see events every day that week that have something to do with the John Noltner exhibit. So lots of things going on with that. And then we're going to move right into October, The Play That Goes Wrong, October 10th through the 19th. Get your tickets to bdac.org. Again, this is another comedy. I love the comedies. They're so great. But this is a great show. It's kind of like a whodunit that has everything you ever wanted to see in a show. An unconscious leading lady, a corpse that can't play dead, and actors who trip over everything, including their lines. Accident-prone thespians battle against all odds to make it through to their final curtain call with hilarious consequences. So, again, you can get your tickets for The Play That Goes Wrong, October 10th through the 19th at bdact.org. And the Dueling Pianos are back. That is such a great show. Saturday, October 25th. Also the same day as our Fall Downtown Fest and Casket Races, so make it a day of doing everything. Dueling Pianos, Saturday, October 25th. Get your tickets now, bdact.org. And Fall Downtown Fest. So I just want to talk a little bit, too, and we'll maybe talk more because UGA is also involved in that event because they have such a great placement for that event.
Right in the middle of it.
Right in the middle of it. Saturday, October 25th. Get this on your calendar, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. We are taking casket race registrations. We have already gotten quite a few that are return casket racers, which is really great. This year, we've also added some new things, which we're excited to talk about. We're adding some inflatable races. So all of you that love
those
your inflatable costumes, we're going to offer a race where you can register for. We'll get that information out very soon. We also have those rideable ponies. They're actually not real ponies, but the ones that have wheels.
Oh.
And they have adult ones, too.
Oh, no.
So we've added those to Fall Downtown Fest, we've got bounce houses that are coming this year. So we're always continually adding more activities. This is the first year that we're going to have to map out the street to make sure everything can fit. But again, casket races are back. Get your team registered. Pick your theme. That is such a great event. So much fun and also not boring.
No, definitely
so,
not
yeah,
boring.
Going out to that TikTok account and really kind of honing in on that about... I'm going to do all the things. Here's a link to our Fall Downtown Basket casket
Now I have to
races.
Ask, are we going to see a return of the Witches Dance again this year?
Yes, Witches Dance. We are still working out when those practices are going to be. So if you want to be involved in being part of the Witches Dance, we'll get that information out to you soon. We're slowly getting the schedule of events updated. But yes, Witches Dance, the L-O-R-T, and if anyone knows L-O-R-T, what that stands for, and we'll just...
L-O-T-R.
Well, L-O... Yeah. Is it? Well, L-O-T-R. Oh, I'm sorry. L-O-T-R.
Yes,
you're
I
correct.
Know what it means.
It's a Tolkien thing, so I can't say it out loud, but they're coming back, too, for photo ops. And so lots of great stuff. It's such a great community event. You've got your trick-or-treating downtown. The Army Wall is coming back. I know that everyone loved the Army Wall. It's like a 30-foot rock-climbing wall that we set up in the streets. So,
I didn't see that.
Oh, yeah. You weren't on Front Street. You'll have to take a walk.
That's because I can't get out from behind the bar. We're too busy.
It's a good problem.
It is a good problem.
It's a good problem. So, quickly, holiday parade registration now open. I can't stress this enough. We are looking for parade entries. There is no theme this year. find that. Open. Yes, yeah. It does leave it open.
Go wild.
Yes, go wild. Visit beaverdam.com. You're going to find all this information, or beaverdamchamber.com too. They do have information about all the holiday events and experiences that are happening here in Beaver Dam. So many.
Well, we do have to take a break. We've taken on a lot of stuff. I'm sure I'm going to have a lot of questions for you during the break. If you have questions, of course, the website again.
Visit beaverdam.com.
All right. Otherwise, stay tuned. We're going to have more after the break here on Hometown Today, brought to you by Professional Floor Covering and McKinstry's Home Furnishings on 95.3 WBEV. We are powered by Daily Dodge.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Creston. Texas lawmakers are expected to vote today on the redistricting plan that will likely give the Republicans five more seats in Congress next year. Also in Austin today, the families of some Camp Mercy victims of the Hill Country flash floods will be testifying before the legislature. The Israeli government is calling up more service members and reservists as it plans for an expanded operation in Gaza.
Israel says taking over Gaza City is the best way to end the war and to end it quickly. But the UN Security Council has warned the move could prolong the conflict and would only worsen the humanitarian crisis in Gaza.
ABC's Maggie Rooley at the Foreign Desk. Israel also approving a settlement project in the occupied West Bank that would effectively cut the territory in half. Hurricane Erin is moving up through the Atlantic and is now expected to make its closest swing along the East Coast tomorrow morning. The storm expected to drive potentially dangerous waves and wind surge up and down the East Coast. Most beaches are closed today. This is ABC News.
Today's news and sports headlines are brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
From the Daily Dodge News Center, I'm Terry Bell. Someone from out of state may have brought measles to Wisconsin. The Department of Health Services is coordinating with public health departments in St. Croix and Rock counties to identify and notify people who may have been exposed to measles at gas station convenience stores. Damage assessment teams from FEMA will be in southeast Wisconsin tomorrow to interview homeowners, renters, and business owners. They're documenting property damage and the impact of historic storms and flooding. It's a crucial step in the disaster recovery process that helps determine the extent of damage and informs Wisconsin's potential request for federal help. Dodge County is one step closer to a better radio communication system for its public safety officials. A firm called Tusa Consulting has been looking into it. Its CEO tells the Dodge County Board he recommends boosting signal strength to up to 800 megahertz. A committee will meet in September to talk about next steps. The Mayville Fire Department is updating its equipment with the help of grant money. The Good Neighbor Firefighter Safety Program is giving $10,000 grants to 150 fire departments in 44 states. Mayville will buy new lockers, a battery-powered chainsaw, and a ventilation fan. Social Security will stop sending out paper checks at the end of September. Amanda Higgins is with the Dodge County Aging and Disability Resource Center. She says most people still getting paper checks will have to set up direct deposit or get a direct express card. People with questions can contact the nearest Social Security office in Fond du Lac or Waukesha. And George Webb Restaurants are honoring its famous baseball promotion with free hamburgers at all 23 Wisconsin locations today. Free burgers are available from 2 to 6 after the Milwaukee Brewers' recent 12-game winning streak. I'm Terry Bell, reporting from the Daily Dodge News Center. Submit your news tips at dailydodge.com.
At Prairie Ridge Health, women's health is a lifelong journey. We're here with you every step of the way, from routine gynecology care to pregnancy, menopause, and everything in between. Our compassionate team provides expert care tailored towards women's health. With flexible appointments and convenient locations in Beaver Dam, Columbus, and Sun Prairie, we are here to support your journey. Learn more at prairieridge.health. Prairie Ridge Health, inspired by you.
Award-winning news you can count on. WBEV.
In sports, the Cubs crawled to within 7 games of the Brewers in the National League Central, sweeping a double dip yesterday at Wrigley Field. They won the opener 6-4. Willie Castro's 3-run blast, the difference in that one. Chicago comes back and beats Brandon Woodruff 4-1 in the nightcap. Series continues tonight. The Miz takes on Colin Ray, 6:30 the broadcast time on 95.3. Off day today for the Green Bay Packers. They'll practice against the Seattle Seahawks tomorrow and tee it up at Lambeau at 3 o'clock on Saturday as they wrap up training camp. You'll here at 95.3 WBEV. High school football season opens up tomorrow night. Marshall plays host to Johnson Creek on Daily Dodge TV. Beaver Dam goes to Fort Atkinson Friday night on DDTV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. That's your Daily Dodge Sports Center. I'm Wade Bates on 95.3 WBEV.
Today's news and sports headlines were brought to you by Prairie Ridge Health. They're here for every age and stage of life. Find more information at prairieridge.health.
Chance of rain showers today. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 74. Winds out of the northeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Chance of rain showers tonight. Lows level off around 60. Mainly clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 78. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge. Right now, 67.
If you love brats and having a chance to win a lot of money, then don't miss any stops on the 2025 Brat Fry season and 95K sweepstakes presented by Pernick Premium Meats. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. While there, help the John Moser Children's Radiothon and purchase a Pernick Premium Brat with a soda or water for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at dailydodge.com.
Our next two Brat Fries from 11 to 1 are Wednesday, August 20th at Mayville Tire and August 29th at JB Mechanical.
This Thursday only, it's Hatch Chili Roasting at the market at Beaver Dam. Get that bold, smoky flavor you love. Fresh roasted Hatch chilies from 9 a.m. until they're gone. Just $2.99 a pound, or grab a full case for $59.99. And don't miss the Dodge County Fair Cheese Sale, featuring the award-winning favorites you've been craving. Tap into more hot deals with the My Market app, your guide to savings throughout the store. The Market app, Beaver Dam. Local flavor, hot deals.
Hand in hand, here's the snap, low snap, placement made, kick to the upright, and it is good! Yes! It is good! Yes! It is good! The Green Bay Packers have won Brandon McManus' 45-yard field goal. Welcome to Green Bay!
This is Wayne Larrabee. Your home for Green Bay Packers football is your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
From the biggest stars to the greatest moments, Behind the Bucks is Bucks history like you've never heard it before. Go behind the scenes of the Emmy-nominated Giannis documentary. Get the real story of the blockbuster trade for Damian Lillard. Hear the origin of Bucks in Six. It's all on Behind the Bucks on the Bucks Plus Audio Network, presented by Gallagher, your trusted insurance broker and HR and benefits consultant. Available now on Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, and wherever you get podcasts.
Life is full of challenges and surprises. When legal matters arise, you need a trusted team on your side. At Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehlich, they have been guiding clients through estate planning, elder law, and various litigation matters since 1922. They have employed attorneys who are dedicated to providing quality legal services that meet their clients' needs in an efficient and ethically responsible manner. They're always close by with offices in Watertown, Columbus, and Lake Mills. Neuberger, Griggs, Sweet, and Froehlich. To schedule a consultation, visit WatertownLaw.com.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Protect and enjoy your outdoor living space with Thompson's Clear Wood Sealer. It maintains wood's natural color and provides durable year-round protection from water and sun damage in just one coat. View our entire selection of Thompson's Water Seal products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find all the great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, it's Randy from Professional Floor Covering, making sure you don't miss what's happening in your hometown. It's Hometown Today on your hometown station, 95.3 WBEV, powered by Daily Dodge.
Welcome back into Hometown Today. A little polka bringing us back here. Hometown Today, of course, brought to you by Professional Floor Coverings and McKinstry's. McKinstry's right now doing their home furnishings Labor Day sale. It's a store-wide sale happening downtown Beaver Dam. And they believe that everybody who labors has made America strong, prosperous, and a great country. And for that reason, they've got some savings. How about Lazy Boy recliners starting at $349 or Love Seats starting at $699? I know it's not February, maybe not the season of love, but maybe with all the fall stuff you got going on, you might want to fall into a love seat and relax a little bit. They also have big savings on Simmons Beauty Rest and Symbol mattresses, dining room and bedroom sets, also marked down for the event, and finishing touches to your home with pictures, area rugs, and accessories. Trust me, nothing's worse than getting your home looking just right, almost, and realizing you got a lot of bare space on your wall. They can help you fill that bare space with some pretty cool things. Check them out downtown McKinstry's under the red awning, or, of course, check them out online as well, McKinstry's Home Furnishings. So there's still so much to talk about, and we've teased now with two polkas. So I imagine at some point we're going to talk about why polka, why you guys are dressed in these great outfits that I feel very underdressed now. What do you got for me? Lay it all out.
Well, September 13th, as you know, there's a lot going on in Beaver Dam with the polls and with the Pepperfest. But Uga Brewing Company is also inviting the community to join us in celebrating Oktoberfest.
I love Oktoberfest, and not just because I love beer, but
right. And we're gonna polka the day and night away. It's gonna be amazing. We're gonna have a big tent, so rain or shine. We're gonna have two fest beers this year. So we're gonna have our famous Oktoberfest Märzen, but we are also gonna have a fest beer that I kind of think we should call Party Pants, but I don't know.
I think that's a great name.
Guys' names.
But then we will also have, in honor of Pepperfest, a Beaver Dam Pepper version of our fest beer.
Awesome.
So we partner with the Beaver Dam Farmers Market to source some peppers for this beer. I have to talk to the Kitchen Farms today because I think they're back from Alaska now, and so we can get our
it
peppers
started
going.
On that.
So yeah, and the beer is lagering. It's going to be fantastic. We've got Polka by the Zweifel Brothers from 1 to 4. And I know our polka fans out there all know the Zweifel Brothers. They are fantastic. They are so much fun. And then we do have the Gary Beal Band from 6 to 10. And the Gary Beal Band plays an awful lot down at the Essen House. And Gary's a local farmer, fantastic gentleman. And they have so much fun. I mean, if anybody can turn Guns N' Roses into a polka... They can do it.
That's
and
true.
They will have us dancing all night. We've got the Beaver Dam Blue Line Club. We'll be selling brats during the day. Probably, you know, from when we open at 11 until 2 or so. And then we're inviting a few other food vendors in to fill the gap from afternoon into evening so we can get some dinner as well with some, hopefully, some German flair.
So awesome. Tourism is so excited because this event is growing.
Right.
And Uga has decided to put up a big tent this year, which is great. It's going to be a 30 by 60. And they're setting the tent up in the parking lot.
Yeah.
So you're going to see road closure on Henry Street. The parking lot is probably going to be set up maybe the day before, I'm assuming.
So I think I have to speak with the farmers market organizers, but I feel like we're just going to have them in the road.
Yep.
The ones that
kind of like what we do with Fall Downtown Fest.
Yeah. So we'll just, you know,
shuffle
something
around. So we're excited. A 30 by 60 tent. It's going to be covered sides. You don't have to worry about weather, food vendors in the street. And this, I attended my first Oktoberfest at Uga. So I've never been to an Oktoberfest. So, you know, got the drindle. And
we had some fun.
Yeah, it was a great time. I was there from almost the start. I was there a little late, kind of got yelled at, like, where have you been? I was there till end. I was bouncing around that day. It was
like
a busy day. But it's a great event. Also, we're encouraging people to wear their lederhosen and drindles. They are doing a contest for individuals, so best dressed individuals and groups.
Yep.
So
I think Shannon's going to give everyone a run for their money.
Maybe. I have to get a new one. You have to get a new one every year.
It's like prom.
It's like prom, yes. So also, Uga does offer their own food, too. So they have the Bavarian pretzels and the pizza and the pretzel bites. But I'm happy to see that some food truck vendors are coming in and food vendors are coming in. But it's going to be a great day in celebration of beer.
So, I don't know
who
how
doesn't love
that
beer?
Could be any more fun. That sounds absolutely amazing. Yeah. I'm highly looking forward to the beer because my favorite beer that you guys do is the Jala Jalapeno.
Yep.
One of my favorites. Love it. So anything you guys do, you seem to do really, really well. With a lot of care.
Thank you.
So big fan of that. And I don't have any lederhosen, but I may have to find a way to get some. So
I think you're going to have to.
Yeah.
And if you try the Jala with pineapple, it's really great.
Oh yeah, with pineapple juice.
Really? It's really good. Yes. Yes. I'm a fan of
it. It's a good combination on pizza too.
Yes.
Don't tell anyone.
Where's Wally? Wally somewhere is just rolling because him and I both are a pineapple not on pizza. But I do like pineapple juice and a lot of other things.
Yeah. You got to try it. Yeah. Don't knock it. Try it. Right. So Sarah's going to talk about a few other events that are happening at UGA.
I do have a couple other events. So even before the Oktoberfest gets rolling, September is absolutely crazy for us at UGA. So September the 6th, we are having a new festival called Stop, Drop, and Rock and Roll. A good friend of ours tragically lost her son in a fire. So we are doing this event to honor the life of Jason McHughes, who passed away in a fire while managing to save his child. But what this is going to be ultimately is a fundraiser for the Beaver Dam Fire Department's fire prevention program. So when they're giving out, you know, free smoke detectors and the like, we want to be a part of that to help our friend. And this is really Sherry Klein's brainchild, this event. So we're going to have bands all day. It is going to be April Fools from 12 to 2, Mike Roddy from 2 to 4, Phase 2 from 4 to 6, Poverty and Panic from 6 to 8, and Meat Raffle from 8 to 11.
Wow,
so
nice.
This is going to be a full day with two stages. We're going to kind of bounce back and forth between the two. And like I said, we just really, really want the community to come together to help us raise some money for the BDFD because, you know, we love our firefighter friends up the hill. And we want to show them as much support as we possibly can.
Now, we should point out, Meat Raffle is a band.
Meat Raffle is a band.
I know sometimes people get confused, like, oh, there's going to be a meat. No, Meat Raffle is a band.
I do believe our friend Jesse Kaftansky is in that band. It's one of his many, many bands.
What more Wisconsin of a name can you get than Meat Raffle? Other than Ope. I think there's a band out there called Ope.
Yeah, Ope, too. So after that, then, of course, the following week, we have Oktoberfest under the big tent, and we all know that's going to be amazing. It's such a good time. Come out and polka, spend part of the day, spend the whole day, like Shannon. And
Yeah, why not?
Have a great time.
I hopped around a little bit that day. I went to Pepperfest, and I missed the truck pulls, but I kind of got my truck pull and tractor pull in with Dodge County Fair, so I'm good. So
right. So I don't know if you all know this about Shannon, but she is all over town with her camera at all of these events. Just really working for the community of Beaver Dam, and I'm so happy that she's here.
We are too.
Yeah. So anyway, then after Oktoberfest, on the 20th of September, we have the Beaver Dam Community Foundation Social, which is also another event where Beaver Dam can get together behind the foundation and donate some money to them, because I don't know if you all know how much work the Beaver Dam Community Foundation does in offering grants to several nonprofits. I mean, you name it, they've probably donated to it. They can also help manage funds for charitable organizations, helping their funds to grow. Mm-hmm. And again, UGA is about community, and we really want to make sure that we're supporting our community. And this is another way that we can do that. That day we donate $1 a pint back to the Community Foundation, and we are also doing the same thing with the fire department fundraiser. It will be $1 a pint that day. So, I mean, you can, it seems strange to say, but if you want to feel good about having a few beers, that's one way to do it.
Yeah. Have a couple, two, three, four, and do something really good.
Yeah. Yeah, and then call a cab.
Right, of course.
Because we drink responsibly.
Yes, or Safe Ride Julie. So, right. And if you need that information, give us a call. We both have their information, UGA does, and so does the Chamber.
Yep.
That's awesome.
So I said, the month of September, UGA Brewing is where it's at. So
it is.
I'll see you every Saturday.
And we know during Fall Downtown Fest, you guys are, again, center of the action.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Which is awesome.
Yep.
So, you know, you guys have got a great little location there, and it's great that you guys can take part in so many community events.
The neighborhood is really, I mean, we started 6 years ago, and there wasn't really a whole lot going on down there. So it's nice to see the whole neighborhood has come around.
I was there for the ribbon cutting when it was still, or I should say groundbreaking, when it was still kind of being announced, and it was still the old gas station.
Oh, my
gosh. Repair place, yeah.
Have we come a long way since then?
Such a long way, absolutely.
Yeah, and like I said, I don't think I've had some beers that aren't my taste, but I have never had a bad beer at UGA Brewing Company, and we're very proud of that. Our quality assurance is top notch, so you're not going to come and have a bad beer. You might have one that's not your taste, but it It won't be bad.
And I know Jeff is working on a beer that I like. At least he says, I'm going to hold him to it. We need that chocolate stout, Jeff.
We did just buy a small canning line.
Did you? Oh, and that's the new news, too, is they just bought a small canning line. So they'll be canning beer.
Yeah.
And distributing.
Yeah.
Self-distributing.
Give us till we get through September 1st, because holy cow, are we busy.
Yes, absolutely.
Busy is good.
Busy is good. So how much time do I have left? So I'm going to run through some other events.
I'll give you 3-4 minutes. What do you think?
3-4 minutes. Okay. Let's talk about a little bit about the holiday events that are coming up. Mm-hmm. Holiday Parade, December 6th. That happens on Spring Front and Mill Street from 5 p.m. to, I'm going to say 7 p.m. because that parade has gotten bigger. Such a great parade, but also looking for entries for the holiday parade. You can visit Beaver Dam Chamber or visit beaverdam.com to find that information to register your float or whatever you want to. We're looking for a little bit of everything. But some of the other holiday events, we have our Holiday Hustle shopping event from November 10th to the 23rd. You spend $25 at participating businesses and receive a free gift and a chance to win more great prizes. Get Caught Shopping Small is an annual event, November 29th from 10 to 3. Shop at any participating businesses for your chance to win prizes just for shopping locally. And Santa's Hometown Holiday Adventure, we know that is a favorite. It's a great family-friendly free event, Saturday, December 6th. Hours vary. Lots of participating businesses and organizations that are involved with this, but you experience a fun-filled day stacked with free activities for the whole family and maybe meet a few of your favorite characters along the way. We are bringing back the Cocoa Walk shopping experience on Saturday, December 13th. Hours vary. Bring your sweetheart or just your sweet tooth to enjoy delicious samples of hot cocoa and chocolate treats while shopping small for the holidays in downtown Beaver Dam. Rotary Lights. Love the Rotary Lights. Opens November 28th through January 3rd. They are open daily, free admission. I can't express how great this event is, all the volunteers it takes to put this on, thousands of lights, such a wonderful walking experience. You can also drive around and experience it too, Swan Park, but we just love Rotary Lights, and you're going to see more information about that coming up soon. And they have a whole list of cocoa weekends, hot cocoa Saturdays. So you can find that information at visitbeaverdam.com. And of course, again, I'm strongly suggesting back to Fall Downtown Fest. We need casket racers. We have a lot of return ones. But if you are looking at getting involved, we feel that this is such a great team building event too. So if you're looking for something to get a team from your company, you know, you build the casket. We have the specs. We also have information for you where you can purchase a casket. I know it sounds really weird, but also you can purchase a casket kit as well. So we have all that information. Visit beaverdam.com under Fall Downtown Fest. But again, and you can also have a booth at the festival. So if you're looking for more information, give us a call. We'd be happy to help and have you part of that event.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. I am looking forward to the casket races again this year. I know we always have a team in.
Are you going to do the same theme?
I don't know if we're going to do the same theme, but I think we might change it up a little bit, but we're definitely going to be in. Of course, I'm always there to film it. I get the best seat in the house for the casket races.
Right.
Yeah. So far, nobody's run me over. But
I'm always worried about that.
Maybe this year. Maybe this year. We'll see what happens. A lot of fun, great event. And, of course, again, proving, as we talked about, Beaver Dam is definitely not a boring
town. And that event has grown. We went from a couple thousand. Last year, we had 7,000 people come to that event. So it's since I've been here, it's grown a lot. And we add more and more things. And it's just such a fun event. Family-friendly, all ages, and so many people in costumes.
Well, I just think all these events in Beaver Dam that are family-friendly and for the most part, little or no cost.
Yes.
Is absolutely amazing.
Yeah. And we have such a great community that people offer these things. Lots of businesses step up during this time with all the activities that are on Front Street. And thankfully, we have lots of sponsors, too. And we'll talk about that at our next segment in September, a little bit about all the sponsors and what they're sponsoring. And, we can't do these events without our sponsors and community businesses stepping up and offering all of these things. It takes a village.
It really does. And what a village we've got here in Beaver Dam. I can't say enough about how awesome the community is and how awesome you ladies are for coming on and sharing all this with me. I've now got my mind set on Oktoberfest and Fall Downtown Fest, and I'm already thinking about a little hot chocolate and walking around stores. That's my favorite time to do a little local shopping for the holidays. So that's on my radar as well. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks
and
for
spending
having
a little time
us.
With me.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for inviting
it was
us.
Fun.
Thanks for coming on. So this has been Hometown Today, brought to you by McKinstry's Home Furnishings and Professional Floor Coverings. We want you to tune in again tomorrow. Wally will be back, and he'll probably have a little bit of insight as to how his fantasy football pick went today. That's what they're doing today, as well as, of course, we have the Brat Fry today happening at the Mayville Tire in Mayville from 11 to 1. They're probably out there getting that all set up right now. And if you're looking for, again, another good time tonight, the Corn Roast. $18 for tickets right now. You can get in. Highly recommend you make your way over there. You get to see a bunch of the team. A bunch of us are going. And why wouldn't you? It's a great way to see a lot of the community and really mingle with everyone. But that's going to do it for Hometown Today on 95.3 WBEV. Again, we are powered by Daily Dodge.